All right, we're going. At 6 p.m. on today's date.
April 8th.
April 8th, 2025, we'll open the study session for the Board of Directors of Colorado City Metropolitan District.
First thing on the, was, I did everybody else's except mine, I guess. Letter to the governor on SDA recommendations. That is for core requests because they're starting to see a lot of these newspapers and people just putting in for core requests money, is what they call it. And they want to have something in there that if it is for mining purposes and it isn't for a specific, that you don't have to follow recommendations of a CORA. I think it would be good for me to sign it and send it off. I just wanted to let you guys know that that's what it's about and that I would like to sign it and send it.
So, as all board members, did you receive this in your email? Have you seen that in your email?
Is that from an attorney?
Yes. And it did, in the email, it suggested that representatives of Colorado City, is there any reason that we all shouldn't send a letter?
We can do that.
Board? I mean, it,
I can print out.
I guess it's, when it's, when she suggests like that, that as a representative of Colorado City, the concern is that if we're going to request or if we're going to need approval of the board to do that, it might be 2 weeks later before we can get it done. So do we need to get board consensus to be able to send that something like that out?
I don't think so.
You mean as individual board members?
Right.
No.
As long as it's not being done on behalf of the board. It's being done on...
I'm doing it upon Colorado City Metro District.
You are.
I am.
Yes.
For me to sign it. And that's why I want to bring it into the meeting and say this is the reason I'm signing it and I want to move forward with it.
Yeah, and I think that's wise. Though as far as board members, is there any reason we can't send out a letter like this and identify ourselves as a board member, but be careful that we're not speaking for the board?
Yeah, just
yeah, you can.
You can,
in your opinion,
you can speak on behalf as your as a director.
Board, you, everybody agree?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Next, I have SDA workshop schedule for anybody that would like to go. It's a good opportunity, especially for new members coming in, to go to it. It deals with a lot of the responsibilities of the board. It gives you a lot of insight to it. Neil, you want to address a little bit more on it?
I've been to that, and it's worthwhile. Part of it is, of course, just getting to talk to other metro districts, but it's worthwhile. So I'd recommend that the new board members, if they're interested and if they have time to go. Clint, I think you were going to go last year and something came up and you couldn't. Would you be interested in going again?
I went the first year.
Maybe it was a different one then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you went to the one in Slide or something.
I went to the one in Fountain.
Oh, in Fountain?
In Fountain, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the closest one, is the one in Fountain, and it is actually June 13th.
Yeah, I'd recommend it.
And you do learn a lot of good, useful information there.
Especially your sunshine laws and different things that, as a board member, what your obligations and stuff are.
It's worthwhile.
Yeah. So, if anybody wants to go, let me know so I can sign you up and put you in. I know Bob said he was thinking about it.
Everybody say one, whatever.
Okay. Whichever one of those.
Down?
Every
one. Yeah, I'll put down all three of us. No problem. Okay, that's that. Water survey, they said that they were going to get it to me yesterday, and I didn't. I know they were still working on some plans for the DAF and our meeting that we had today, all of that. So I don't have it at this meeting. I will make sure that we have it next meeting, for sure.
Is that coming from
For me, I will put pressure on him on.
Who is that?
Is that GMS?
No, that is actually.
NOCO.
NOCO.
Okay.
Yeah. NOCO. They're the ones that are doing all the dam and engineering on it.
All right.
Okay. CCAC reviews. You have three there. One is a duplex, one is a shed, and one is a house. I put the whole packet in there for each one of them, so there should have been a lot of information you guys went through. The duplex is going to be exactly like the other two, that they're, the one that they built and the one that they are building right now. They're going to be building another one there on Burrell.
And that's stick built?
Yes.
None of that's in the, on that first page. Those aren't checked, those boxes aren't checked off. Just saying, I believe it's a stick build.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and the other thing is, just quickly on Hicklin, that's a...
That's a mod, prefab.
It's prefab and it's on two lots.
Yes.
And I just wanted to point it out, it's on two lots because traditionally in Colorado City, because the original lots have been platted so skinny, the people were usually buying two lots, taking out the lot line, mm-hmm. and putting the property on it. And that's what this property is.
Yes.
So I imagine on the westernmost lot, there's going to be a big shed or something.
Yeah.
At some point.
Most likely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I noticed.
They understand 412 Brook.
412, yeah. It does have a 412.
Okay.
Because the first time he brought it in, it had a prefab on the deal, and I said, no. This was what we talked about, and he says, oh, they messed up. Let me go back and have them redo it. So that's why it took so long to get it back.
Okay. The shed, anything issue there?
The shed is down here, going to be off of Corner Verde, where that house is built. It's going to be kind of in the back. That's who that is. You know where his camper is? They'll probably pull out the camper and put it in the shed.
That's down at the bottom of Corner Verde.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have a... Oh, we do have.
Yep, there's a picture of it. Everything should be there in the flat top. It's under 100 square foot. So.
No, we do have a. We have inspected by Randy. Randy didn't sign it. Is that? It is okay though.
Yeah. I don't know why he didn't sign it.
Okay. Okay. Anything else in the Architect Advisory Committee?
That's all I have at this point.
So it's my turn.
Yeah.
All right. Terry Krause contacted me and asked if I would send him a written request that he be our liaison for the roundtable, the Pueblo County roundtable thing. So I have not done that yet, but I think if it's okay with the board, I will do that. He kind of need. He would like to have a written part of that. So he'd like to be excused to do that by his wife, I think. but
did you want to talk to Jake too? I don't know.
I think as a board, I think we probably need to. Yeah.
Okay.
So if it's okay with the board, I will draft something and just send it. And again, part of what he was asking for is a little bit more specifications of what we would request from him. And my position there remains that it would simply be a liaison between Architectural Committee and the board and Pueblo County. Is that appropriate?
Well, I think if I was Terry, one of the things I would like to know is how many times and how would you want as a liaison for him to report to the board?
Of course, the meetings are supposed to be quarterly.
Yeah.
So, as necessary, probably, but certainly quarterly.
Yeah, and how? Would he come to a meeting to talk to us?
Don't you think so?
Well, he'd have to ask Lori.
You don't have to ask.
You're going to be...
I'm just saying.
I think that's what he's...
He's still living in Springs, right?
Yes, he's kind of asking for us to ask Lori, I think.
That's a hike.
Yeah.
Well, he comes up here quite often.
I think he would. I think that, I don't think that would be a problem.
Right.
Is there any further discussion on the next meeting being set up?
Yeah, I'm going to make that call and call Paula and see, or either if you, Paula, if you see her.
What did I do?
No, if you see Paula, hey, where are we at? When's our next meeting together?
Yeah, I'll give her a holler tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not scheduled to see her. The only person I'm scheduled to see is Zach.
Okay, well, even if Zach.
Yeah.
Hey, drop it in the air. Because I know you see him more than I do.
But I can call Paula tomorrow.